Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hey, Buffalo Bills fans, it's Matt Warren, editor-in-chief at BuffaloRumblings.com. I'm here today to tell you about my new podcast. It's called Buffalo Rumblings Q&A. It's a mailbag, but you'll get to call in and ask your questions for me to answer instead of emailing me. If you have questions about the front office, the salary cap, the head coach, the players on the team, free agents, the draft, we'll cover all of that. The show will drop on Wednesdays during the season, so you can ask questions about the game that just happened or the game that's coming up. In order for me to do that, though, I need to hear from you. For your voice to be heard, you'll need to call and leave me a voicemail at 716-508-0405. Leave your first name and the town you live in as part of the question, and we'll be sure to include it in the podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Rumblings Q&A with the word and spelled out A-N-D. We'll be answering one question from Twitter each week. That phone number again is 716-508-0405. Call in, leave a message, tell me your name, tell me where you're calling from, and we'll answer it. You should also follow us at Rumblings Q&A with the A-N-D spelled out to send us your questions on Twitter. Let's not wait any longer and get to our first question.
Hey, it's Dan from Boston. I was wondering, the Bills have several starters who are set to become free agents this offseason, Jordan Mills, Lorenzo Alexander, Kelvin Benjamin. Which of these players do you think the Bills should re-sign, and which players do you think the Bills should let go to the open market? Thanks.
Dan gets us rolling with a great bye week question about the pending Bills free agents. I think the easiest place to start would be at the quarterback position, where Matt Barkley probably played his way at least into the conversation for a contract extension into the 2019 season and possibly beyond. I don't know if 34-year-old Derek Anderson should be even in this conversation, but I think Barkley certainly has warranted that discussion after his one start on just, what, six practices. Looking a little bit further down the list, Kelvin Benjamin, you mentioned in your question, I think it's highly unlikely he comes back. They've already started phasing him out of the offense, and he just hasn't really done anything since they spent a third-round pick to get his rights. Isaiah McKenzie is an exclusive rights free agent. He's another guy that, I mean, they can tender him for a really low amount of money and keep him if they want. But he did well in his debut for the Bills against the Jets. Looking further down the depth chart, you have Logan Thomas, who's going to be an unrestricted free agent. I doubt they bring him back on anything more than, say, a veteran minimum deal. The same could probably be said for guys like Ryan Groy, Jordan Mills, John Miller, and Jeremiah Searles on the offensive line. None of them have really played well enough to warrant some sort of contract extension for them. What's interesting there is that you've got a fair number of starters between Groy, Miller. Switching gears to the defensive side of the ball, Jordan Phillips has been a great signing for the Bills this year and is definitely an extension candidate looking into his unrestricted free agency coming up in the spring. Played a lot of snaps for Buffalo at defensive tackle as part of that rotation. They'll probably look to bring him back. Same with Eddie Yarbrough, an exclusive rights free agent too, so they could tender him in a relatively low number, and he should be back in 2019. Kyle Williams and Lorenzo Alexander are interesting names, to say the least. If they want to come back, I think that they can both come back for a smaller dollar figure. But at their advanced ages, I just don't know how much they have left in the tank versus how much the Bills are willing to pay for what's left in the tank. So there are really interesting scenarios for both of them. A little bit further down the list, Levi Wallace is a guy they just signed off their practice squad who did pretty well and got the start in his NFL debut. He'll be an exclusive rights free agent at the end of the year. Lafayette Pitts will be a restricted free agent at the end of the year, but is mainly a special teamer. So, again, a veteran minimum guy. Reed Ferguson, the long snapper, is an exclusive rights free agent. You would expect him back. And then Colton Schmidt will probably be re-signed to compete with Corey Bohorquez, who is on injured reserve right now. They'll probably compete with maybe even Corey Carter and do a nice little three-way competition at some point to see which one of them can, I don't know, emerge and become the punter for this team going into the future. So let's recap. Matt Barkley stays. Isaiah McKenzie stays. Logan Thomas stays for a vet minimum deal. Kyle Williams and Lorenzo Alexander stay if they want to. Jordan Phillips stays. Eddie Yarbrough stays. Lafayette Pitts, Levi Wallace stay. Reed Ferguson stays. Colton Schmidt stays. Big names that are gone: Kelvin Benjamin, Derek Anderson, and a trio of opening day starters on the offensive line: Ryan Groy, Jordan Mills, and John Miller. We've got one more opinion for you today. It's not exactly a question and answer format, but I was talking to my brother. He said really the biggest question going into the Bills bye week is who's going to start the week after at quarterback. I posted my opinion on BuffaloRumblings.com earlier this week, and I'll share it with you guys as part of our opening podcast here. Matt Barkley had a great game against the Jets, and I'm really not in the mood to take that away from him. But this is Josh Allen's team. When he's healthy, they need to go back to Josh Allen. Once the Bills made the decision to put Allen into the starting lineup back in week 1/week 2, it needed to be permanent. You can't just keep putting him in and out of the lineup. If they were worried about his readiness, if they were worried about his accuracy, if they were worried about his decision-making, all that stuff needed to be addressed earlier before they put him into the starting role. Now it's about the game slowing down for him. It's about whether or not he can read NFL defenses and react and make the right decision going forward. He can't do that in practice. He can't do that from the bench. He's got to do it in games. With 7 losses, the 2018 Buffalo Bills are probably already out of the playoff race. They already have the same number of losses that barely eked them into the playoffs last year on a tiebreaker, no less. So a 7-loss team missed out on the playoffs last year. That would be the Baltimore Ravens. And turning the page to 2019, it really needs to be about evaluating Allen and evaluating the pieces around Allen. Who does he have a good rapport with? Who does he have a good chemistry with in the wide receiver core, the young guys moving forward? The Bills started to do that against the Jets with Isaiah McKenzie getting more playing time, Zay Jones getting more playing time. Obviously, it wasn't Allen throwing them the ball, but they diminished the snaps for Kelvin Benjamin and Terrell Pryor, who they ultimately released in favor of some of the younger guys like Robert Foster. Barkley's on his 4th team in 6 seasons. The Bengals didn't want to wait around for his knee ligament to heal and keep him on their roster on injured reserve or something like that. He has a career touchdown to interception ratio of 10 to 18, a career passer rating of 68.3. He's not the Bills' future. I don't know why he would be the present. The Bills' offensive line is starting to come together. Receivers are starting to make plays, like Foster, who dropped a couple Josh Allen bombs earlier in the year but was able to catch them from Barkley. Is that because Barkley's a better quarterback? I mean, both quarterbacks were able to hit him in the hands with bombs. He was just able to actually catch the ones from Barkley after being demoted to the practice squad and re-signed to the active roster. So I think the Bills definitely have to go back to Josh Allen as the starting quarterback of the team, and he needs to be backed up by Matt Barkley even after Derek Anderson recovers from his concussion. That's going to do it for our first episode of Buffalo Rumblings Q&A. I wanted to remind you about how you can submit your questions to be read on air and answered by me, Matt Warren, the editor-in-chief at BuffaloRumblings.com. You can give us a phone call at 716-508-0405. Leave your name, and where you live in your message, and we'll include all that information, just like we did with Dan today during our episode. You can also send us a tweet at rumblingsq&a with the A-N-D spelled out. Follow me at Matt Rich Warren. Follow Buffalo Rumblings on Twitter at Buff Rumblings. And have a great bye week. Go Bills.